When that guy doesn't want to commit to you, when he's not giving you what you want, this is what you want to do. What is up, guys? My name is Sumi. I'm a life coach. I coach a lot of people in a lot of different areas. And today I'm going to talk about when a guy is not committing to you. If you're new to this channel, hit that bell notification to stay on top of all of our videos. Check out my podcast on all major platforms. Check out my Instagram, my TikTok, all the above. And let's get right into today's video. It's difficult to get commitment from guys in today's generation. I really do feel for women because a lot of guys have a different option and a different mindset today, because never before in history could a guy go out to the bar, find a girl, and sleep with her on the first day. People didn't have sex unless there was marriage. People didn't really engage with each other intimately unless there was some kind of heavy level commitment. But nowadays, there's situationships, there's hookups, women are empowered to just sleep around. So if you're a girl that's genuinely looking for a long-term relationship, you are now competing with all the women that just want to have sex, that just want to have fun. And honestly, it's like friendly fire. Those women don't see themselves as a problem to you, and you don't necessarily understand why you're not finding a relationship. Well, it's typically because there's so much sexual availability in the marketplace. The other thing to note is there's a lot of adult content out there in the world, and men have almost emasculated themselves, unfortunately, just by subscribing to this content, which gives them the dopamine fix that they need, the fantasy that they need to fulfill, and they honestly don't necessarily have the urge to be so aggressive and to spend and to engage with women. I know a lot of guys that rationalize just a little bit of time on the internet every single day is going to save them a lot of money in their relationships, and they don't need that because they get everything they want from their virtual girlfriend on pixels on a computer screen. And it's crazy to think of that, but that is the truth. That is the reality. And so I'm here to tell you women out there, if you're looking to get commitment from a guy, it's a lot harder. You just got to be better. And you have to create scarcity amongst yourselves. You have to maintain your reputation. And I think a lot of women get very upset with this. Like, you want to be that girl that nobody can touch. You want to be that girl that's very difficult to get a hold of, to get access to. That is where guys kind of drool at the mouth, because men do in certain ways like the chase. We like the acquisition of the woman. And if a woman is very available and very open and very accessible, we're not going to be that drawn to her. We're going to look at her as more as an option. And also another thing is, when you have a reputation where you slept with his friends and talked to other people that he knows, he's going to be less attracted to you. But when you're a diamond in the rough, you're very feminine, you look good, you take care of him, you're proactive about making everybody's lives around you a better place, that is where you become a diamond. That is where you become very good. So here's what I'm going to say. Here's some general rules. Number one, be a wife from day one. When you meet a man, you are a wife. When he meets you, he should be a husband. And what I mean by this is that you're not folding his clothes on the first date, but if it comes down to you guys hanging out a bunch, that is something that you should be doing. Now, here's the thing. You limit your time, you limit your accessibility to him, so that you're not getting in these long, drawn-out hangouts with the guy and you're giving away your wife access right away. You want to be very, very intentional and short with the initial hangouts. You want to let him build that curiosity. The next thing I want you to do is that if you're not getting commitment within 3 months of being in a relationship with a guy or talking to a guy, then you should really step away. The next thing I'm going to tell you to do, and this is just my general advice, is that you should not withhold sexuality aggressively unless it's for religious purposes. I mean, whatever your beliefs are your beliefs. But at the same time, if you're going to hold out on high-value men, high-income men, very developed, very high-caliber guys, they're just going to find a girl that's going to give it to them. So sexuality, if you hold out on it too much, he builds more fascination in the idea of the chase rather than who you really are. And this becomes complex. You have to learn how to read a guy very quickly and get immersed in his lifestyle and really find out who he is. So when you meet a guy, do your research on him. Ask around about him. Get to meet his friends. Get to meet the people around him. Learn how he treats people. Don't just try to one-on-one dates with him. Be smart about your interactions. That's going to give you the most information to really make a qualified decision if this guy makes sense for you or not. And then you can start to get more engaged with him and more leverage with him. Be someone that makes his life easier. Be someone that he can't replace. If you're just expecting princess treatment and for him to do X, Y, and Z, then you getting out of his life is a blessing for him. This is what women don't understand. I need this. I want this. You should do this for me. You should do that for me. You want to get princess treatment, but you don't want to give him prince treatment. And the problem is, if you want to be a queen in his life, he has to be the king. You have to be in his life and make his life better. If you are not making his life better, you're just replaceable. The girl that comes in, that adds value to my life, that cooks for me, that cleans for me, that makes my life a lot easier, it's hard to get over her. It's hard to let go of her. She doesn't even have to be the most attractive. You know, when you're really locked in with the guy and you're taking care of him, he don't even know where his car keys are 6 months into the relationship. He's like, babe, where are the keys? Where's this? Where's that? Oh, he gets so used to you, then he can't replace you. You have to make yourself irreplaceable. You have to make yourself an asset into his life. And at the same return, at the same end, a man should be doing the same thing for you. That is really how partnerships are built. You both become dependent on one another in a very healthy way. And that's what creates that partnership where you guys can really push through anything together. So a general idea about not getting commitment. Yes, the market is a lot harder. Become someone that proactively makes his life better. Don't overinvest. Don't give too much of yourself until you're really getting that commitment. Give small doses of who you are in a very high, intense fashion to make his life better. And then he's going to be more curious and more drawn towards you. And don't stay too long where you're not getting commitment. Another thing I'm going to say and add on here is talk to multiple people in the initial phases of talking to someone. Don't just one-on-one it. I know this sounds bad. I know this sounds crazy. I know this sounds like cringe to a lot of you people. Like, I can only talk to one person. The dating market is different nowadays. It's not about them liking you. It's about them liking you over all the other people they're talking to. Be smart about this. I hope this video made sense to you. I appreciate you guys for spending a little bit of time here with me today. If you guys ever want to talk to me one-on-one for coaching, the link is down in the description below. And until next time, guys, sue me out.